County Waterford-born music promoter Vince Power died on March 9th this year, aged 76. He was founder of the renowned Mean Fiddler venue in London and was the driving force behind the Flamore and Tremor in 1993, as well as numerous other music festivals. He was awarded a CBE in 2006 for services to music. His funeral was held in his beloved Newtown near Kilmacthomas on March 23rd.
Margaret Lovett Lenehan. I'm Lenehan from Newtown here. Well, I remember the whole family going to school and that kind of stuff. And anyway, he's a good lad, really, and got on very well with everyone. He was gone at 15, 16. It was only the scholarship that I have fond memories of him, when he couldn't decide whether he wanted it or he didn't want it, but it was a great achievement. He always was a high achiever in everything he did, yeah.
And a lady well known to many people locally is Anne Power here at Lenehan's. And it's a sad day for the local area, but a chance for everybody to pay tribute to Vince.
Yeah, he was a lovely person, and I had the pleasure of knowing him since I came to work here for Lenehan's. Like, he was very good friends with the late Morris Lenehan. He never forgot where he came from. Any time he visited, he was always popping, and he was really popular with the locals. And he loved his little glass of red wine. Sometimes he might sit there, like, and he'd have his glass of red wine, and he'd say, "I'll see you, man." And I'd say in my own mind, "No wonder you have money, like, you forgot to pay me." And that's the memories I will remember him by, you know, but a beautiful, beautiful, gentle person.
So I'm joined here in Lenehan's Bar in Newtown by two ladies who worked with Vince, and they are?
Maggie McComb.
Maria Galligan.
And Maria, you have some lovely memories of Vince and the type of man he was to work for.
Vince was, he just took you at your word. And if you went looking for a job, he would just, no CVs, no nothing. He'd have to chat with you and he'd kind of give you the sus. And he'd say, "Yeah, we'll give you a start." But myself and Maggie McComb worked for him for numbers of years in different bars. And he gave everyone a chance, and some people made mistakes along the way, but Vince would forgive you. I often had Barneys with him and I'd sort them out. I'd say what I think and he'd say what I think, but it was forgotten like the next day. And Chris, his brother, they minded me because I was a bit green, I'd say, coming over. I was gullible and an Irish lassie. They just took me under his wing, Chris and Maureen, and they minded me and they brought me up the day I was starting in the Mean Fiddler on the bus. And they stayed at the bar with me for the whole evening that I felt comfortable. I just loved them all. That's it.
It's an emotional day, isn't it, Aunt Maggie? And it's lovely to hear all the different memories.
Very, very emotional day. I started working for Vince back in 1986. I was with him for 10 years. I started as a barmaid and he had only the one venue at the time. And I remember I was sort of getting fed up working there and I was going to leave and whatever. And the next thing, Vince bought the Powerhouse in Islington, and I went into work that Monday morning and he called me up to the office and he said to me, "I've just bought a bar in Islington, the Angel. You can manage it for me." And I said, "Oh, Vince, but I've never managed any place, you know." And he said, "Well, I'll teach you," he said. "I'll give you 4 weeks," he said, "to get it right," he said, "under my instruction," he said. "And if you mess up within the 4 weeks, then," he said, "you can leave or you can do what you want." I've battled cancer 3 times, and twice Vince put me through my treatment, which he didn't have to do. And only for Vince Power, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today. He more or less saved my life. Vince never forgot where he came from. He came from a working class family, and he never, ever forgot that. And that's what I admire about Vince. Like, and I remember he used to always say to me his biggest regret was that his mother never lived to see his success. I have great memories working for Vince. He was very fair. He treated everyone the same. He was like a father figure to me as well, I suppose. Do you know, he was always there when I needed help. Not only me, lots of other people. A lot of stuff Vince done for people that other people never knew of. Like, he wasn't one to bum and blow about what he did, do you know. So, yeah, it's a very emotional day.
And even I worked in Subterranea, and we used to leave food out for the homeless back then, you know. and the Irish, the London Irish, but it was all the Irish. It was just a community of Irish people, and chance after chance, because we were all in it together over in London in them days. It was just a complete gathering of the Irish.
So it sounds, ladies, while you worked hard, you also had great crack as well. Yeah.
I mean, my first 3 years in London, I don't ever think I saw daylight. It was just like you go into work in the evening and, you know, at the end of the night, then you'd party hard with the bands, with the after party, and then go home, have a few hours kip and back into work again, like, you know.
Eileen Sweeney.
Anya Sweeney Vannon.
And Blaine.
Eileen, you worked with Vince for many years.
I started out when Vince started out the Mean Fiddler first, just over 30 years ago. And we went on an incredible journey together. And just so proud. He always referred to me as his right-hand woman. We had so much fun down through the years. And what he achieved was just incredible. He got his CBE, and very well deserved, because he was just, not just was he, you know, was I an employee, I was part of his family. And he treated us so, so well. He was an incredible man. I went to him with personal problems, and he was always there as a good friend for me, not just a work colleague. A wonderful, wonderful man, and we are all very sad and happy to be here to celebrate his life today.
And Blaine, what are your own memories of Vince?
Yeah, so I just remember being a young whippersnapper, maybe 8, 10, 11, going to the festivals, and, you know, Vince is the reason why we're all here today. I mean, he brought everyone together. I know his sons and his daughters from, you know, being at the festivals together. And, I remember looking up to him like almost like a cult figure. He was a bit of a hero, the amount of festivals I got to go to and the bands that I got to see. And he was really one of the reasons that influenced my love of music and festivals today. I'm still going strong to festivals every year. And a big part of that is to Vince, because he shaped the way the festival scene and the music scene is today. So, you know, a lot to be thankful for him.
Anya, what are your memories of Vince?
I have very fond memories of Vince. And like my mum said earlier, you know, the tributes were so beautiful, even from his family, but also his friends and the people that he worked with and gave opportunities to. He really acted like a father figure to all of us. And, you know, I could go with him with anything, and he'd give me the most amazing advice and wisdom and sort of confidence, really, to go and achieve whatever it is you want to do. He really was the king of the music industry for an amazing period in his life.
Okay, joining me here now is Mary Coughlin, who sang a lovely song here in All Saints Church, Newtown. And Mary, why was it important to you to be here to perform this morning?
Well, I would have come anyway, and then the family asked me to come and sing the last song, so I did the Parting Glass, which I thought might be fitting. And the words of it were Vince, really, you know. He was very good to me throughout the last 40 years. He gave me my first gigs in London, which turned into week-long affairs at the Mean Fiddler. I don't know how many times I played there. All his festivals, the Flaz, I think I did 11 of them, and the Hop Farm, everything. Reading, Glastonbury. He paid for me to go to rehab when I didn't have any money after my spectacular fall from grace. That's 30 years ago this month. Glad I made that phone call. He asked me if I wanted to get help, and I said I did. And he said, when you're ready, phone me, and I did.
And he was a wonderful champion of Irish music, but as you touched on there, he was a champion of people as well, and the potential of people.
The amount of people that I've met and come to know over the years, that he was absolutely, you know, just like, he'd never think about if you needed help or anything, you know. He gave a leg up to an awful lot of people, you know, as people said during the sermon, you know. But he was just powerful for music in the world, you know. I did the Flan Tremor with him, and then he took us all off to New York and Chicago and San Francisco to Bob Dylan, Ray Charles. I mean, the times I've had, I can't imagine.
Great memories.
Great, great, great memories. And great crack in the Mean Fiddler into the wee hours of the morning. I recorded a live album there as well that he was responsible for organising over 4 nights. They kept me locked in the dressing room to keep me away from the bar so that I could finish the record. Anyway.
I'm Nell Power, Vince's daughter.
And Nell, this was a beautiful ceremony for your late father, and it shows the esteem with which he was held in by so many people.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people out here to show him love today, and it's just been really nice and, yeah, beautiful to see everyone.
And for yourselves, what sort of man was he as a father? Because we've heard so much about him as a businessman and promoting music and as a colleague, but as a dad?
He was very warm and generous and loving and, just a great dad, really. Always had lots of time for us, and even though he was really busy.
And of course, Newtown, Kilmacthomas, and Waterford were always very important to him.
Yeah, we were just here with him last summer, and we had a great time here at the race course. And yeah, we're always going to come back here. And he still has the house, Ballyshannock, and yeah, we'll always visit.